Hi, welcome to Ramble. Hi, welcome to Rambles. I'm Anita. I'm actually starting on time. Oh, my God. I think after all the crap that's went on this week, I've earned the right to start it on time. So today's topic that I wrote out before all the mess that's happened between last Friday and today was about what's in the name of paycheck. But I will touch on the three instances of cray-cray. First, the white woman who pretended to be black, Rachel Dolezal. Okay, she meant well. She may have really, really meant well. It just went wrong, like blackface. No. And I don't even think she researched the NAACP, because it's like there were white people who founded the NAACP. I think she really forgot that part. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do this. I'm black. No, you're not. No, see, I'm really, no, you're not. Please, no, darling, you're not black. Just be honest. Nobody cares. Black, as a black person, you could have Dolly Parton as the head of the NAACP. We like Dolly. She's honest. Who doesn't like Dolly Parton? Next up, Donald Trump for president. It's within your God-given right if you're over the age of 35 and you are a naturalized citizen, and then there is the question about what is a naturalized citizen and blah, blah, blah. And it's sort of funny because he's a billionaire, and there's nothing wrong with having money. That is not the point. But the point is when you are so removed from reality, then it becomes a problem. Like, you're a jerk. People vote for people they like. Did he learn nothing from the original Bush? Well, Bush 2, W. People voted for W because people liked him. Might have been a warmonger, may or may not have been a warmonger, but according to the 2000 election, he was the person people would have at a cookout over Al Gore. I don't think anybody would have Donald Trump at their cookout. So, yeah. Next. The shooting at a church. Like, you shot up a church? Dude. No, you don't shoot at a church. That's racist. There's no way it's not racist. The guy said, I want to kill black people. That's racist. Granted, even if he didn't have a gun, it would still be wrong. Just like, no. No. I don't see a good reason to hate somebody for that reason. So that's just me, and being a water sign, you have to have a really good reason. Like, some water signs are alcoholics. I personally have had my moments of being drunk, and it's like, no. For the most part, I rarely drink. But if somebody's a drunk person, if you steal their liquor, it's an excuse. It personally affects them. Somebody going to church does not affect me. Maybe if they pray for my soul, that affects me. Otherwise, I don't. It's a waste of energy, and he probably would have found another way to kill somebody, so it's not even about guns. But enough about the three instances of cray-cray in the world. Now, what's in the name of paycheck? As you know, I have a very odd first name. My first name is not A-N-I-T-A. It is I-N-I-T-A, and I've had a lot of trouble with my first name. What would happen if I married Mr. Big and Moby Dick? Let it marinate for a moment. Yeah, I need a pencil. I need a faker. And then add to that the fact that I worked 2.5 years in a Vital Records. So I looked at baby names all day. Some were cute. Some were what I would consider naming my own kid if I ever had any, but I can get them back. And some were like, what? Yeah, that what? It became a game. It's wrong because some people would be like, oh, my gosh, it's wrong. It's like, no, it's wrong that you put this on a legal document for your child when you know you can't afford to be eccentric. What do you mean I can't afford? I should have every right to. Rich people do it. Do you have $10 million in the bank? No, you can't afford to be eccentric. Eccentric has to have a net worth, and this is just my view. You have to have at least $10 million of a net income to be eccentric. Are you Pharrell Williams? He can name his kid Rocket Man. He has $85 million. Are you Penn Teller? who can name his kid Roxy Crime Fighter. He has $150 million. And this is according, and I'm not just like randomly throwing out people's net worth. This is according to CelebrityNetWorth.com. If anybody knows any other websites, more than happy to let me know. Jason Lee, my name is Earl. Tiffin's name is Pilot Inspector. He says $18 million. He can afford to name his child Pilot Inspector. If you're broke, you can't. And I know there's some, but it's like, look at Oprah, or like, look at Honeysuckle Weeks. And yes, Honeysuckle Weeks is a real name. She's an actress. Your kid probably won't be Oprah or Honeysuckle Weeks. I know every parent believes their kid is special and talented. There's a talent for eating boogers there. I know that sounds so cruel to say about somebody's kid, but that's a talent. He can make money off of it. But that's not something you're going to brag. My son or daughter is the world's greatest booger eater. No. And the funniness aside, because I know some people are like, oh, you're just joking. There is actually research for this. Ethnic names are less likely to get a job versus non-ethnic. This is according to an article by the National Bureau of Economic Research. It's 50% less likely. So if you have a name like Boomquisha versus Brenda, Brenda has to send out 10 applications for a regular callback. Boomquisha has to send out 15. This article came from research done between June 2001 and May 2002 by NBER, National Bureau of Economic Research, fellows Marianne Bintrod and Sindahil Mullahatan, M-U-L-L-A-I-N-A-T-H-A-N. And they said it also, with the name, besides having to send out 50% more applications to get a callback, and a European-sounding name yields as many as 8 years of experience on a resume. Another example, you have Jacob, and I hate to use this as an example because Jamal comes from an Arabic name, but Jamal won't get as many calls. Jamal's parents have just taken 8 years of experience from his resume by naming him Jamal. And it sucks, but yeah. And it's not just ethnic communities where this happens about baby names. Look at what happens when it comes to what you consider poor white trash names. Like Gina Ann. I don't know. I'm throwing something out there. People think of her as poor white trash. Fancy, for all of those who have never heard of Reba McEntire's song. It's about a girl who became a prostitute so she could get a better life. Very good song. Great storytelling. People who know that song will probably end up singing. Fancy Don't Fail Me Now. I'm not even going to try to sing. That's not my job. I would rather be in entertainment work. They make better money. And I can be barefoot and nobody cares. And I can go without makeup unless I'm going to court. Celebrities have to wear makeup when they go to court. It's their photo op. I have to wear makeup because I'm getting paid. There's a difference. But there is that stereotype of names. You can't afford to do that to your kid. You have to really, really think about it. This is, and I don't have kids, and sometimes I debate not even having kids, and I think about it because kids are cruel. Like, besides all the research aside, kids are cruel. According to an episode of, yes, I am going to quote Criminal Minds, and also some other, well, anyway, kids can't even be declared sociopaths until they're 18. You remember all that bullying? Either you were the bully, or you were the one being bullied. And sometimes, depending on how bad it is, I really think as adults you forget, kids can be cruel. Those jokes, your kid crying, oh, suck it up. I think somebody said that to the Columbine kids, and I know it's bad timing, but shoot, it's been like 16 years, but with the recent one. Anyway, that one wasn't a hate crime. That was just, I don't know what that was. I was in high school when it happened. But they were picked on, sucked it up one too many times, and out it went. So, please think about what you name your kids. Also, they have to spell this stuff. Do you remember how to spell it? Maybe to make sure this name is a really, really good idea, write it out. I'm serious. It sounds like some elementary school homework from when, you know, any listeners who were in elementary school at pre-2000, before No Child Left Behind. Write it out like 20 times, just like when you had to learn to spell the word important, because this is important. If you misspell it more than three times, and I tell my coworkers when I worked in vital workers, if you misspell it three or more times, don't put it on the certificate. You've got to teach this child how to spell it. I mean, are you just going to be one of those people, oh, spell it any kind of way? Oh, what's their name? That, according to How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, that is the sound that people like to hear, except for when your parents are mad at you and they use your full name. But that's not the point. Your kids should at least like hearing their name. Not they have to grow into it because they went to therapy. Or better yet, they had to spend money to get a court order. That should have been on you. I'm sorry, but as a parent, your kids should send you a receipt for the therapy for being picked on because of your bad decisions. And the court order, because they had to change it to something nice, not Ravonald, and then they had to change it to Ronald. You could say Ronald. Ronald Reagan. Ronald McDonald. It's spellable. But if you can't, what makes you think a kid can? Sometimes they can't even hold a crayon by themselves. And they're going to have to go to school. They're going to have to spell it. They're going to have to correct teachers. I'm not saying make your child's life a cakewalk, but could you at least, you know, level the field? Think it over. Think about the names that when you see them, and not because that was a bully. You would name your kid after your high school bully. But think of a name. Okay, this one has a good meaning. This is one that makes sense. This works for this child. Not, okay, I can make my husband's name feminine, I'm not mixed, and give this child a name, no. And 9 times out of 10 when that happens, relationship may or may not work out, I'm just saying. I've had that happen in my family. Yeah, you know there's a problem with the groom when his aunt tells you, you know what, why are you marrying my nephew? He's a cheater. I think, he slept with one of my friends. You choose to name your kids after him, you're setting yourself up. But think it through. This child will have to go through years of dealing with this name. I mean, even Anne Rice changed her name. She was named like Howard. It was her dad's name. And I have 90 seconds. But yeah, she got picked on because she was named that. And finally, she was like, I am changing my name. Because, Howard Allen Francis O'Brien. Her dad wanted a boy. She came out a girl. And, she had to change it because kids are mean. And people will ask questions. Because, let's face it, it's like, how did you get your name? In my case, it was my mom and all her infinite borderline crazy. She named me after her, but her first name on our birth certificate is A-N-I-T-A. And I had to get used to it. I'm like, whatever. But I don't use the middle name. That's a whole other ballgame in and of it. It's on legal paperwork. That's how I look at my middle name. And you got to figure if I didn't change my first name at 18, that it had to call me. It was like Hudson. But no, don't give your kids Hudson. Love your kids. Realize the stereotypes you are doing to your kids when you name your kids. Don't, please. Think it through. Don't give them Hudson. This is Rambles. I'm Anita. Thank you and goodbye.